thankful for the apostolic ministry of Apostle Leroy Thompson Sr. Thank God for the privilege and the opportunity to serve him by teaching in his school of ministry. Those things are a blessing and a privilege and an honor. And thank God for all of you students who are pursuing ministry. May the Holy Spirit help us tonight to articulate to you the things that are contained in this book, Catching the Waves of Revival by Apostle Jonathan David. Tonight, we're going to start in chapter number 4, which talks about catching the next wave, catching the next wave of revival. So let's begin. If the move of the Holy Spirit comes in waves, then we must move into proper position. And there are seven important aspects a surfer considers before he catches the wave to surf. Number one, a surfer must swim into the deep sea to catch the waves. We cannot catch the waves while trying to swim in shallow water. We cannot catch the revival waves by living safely. We must press deeper into the sea. Number two, a surfer must know where the waves are going to break. Prophetic insight of where the Holy Spirit is going to give us our breakthrough is important. We need to be sensitive in these last days. We must know the ways and the workings of the Holy Spirit. Prophetic insight and revelation helps us to chart our course. Experiences with the Holy Spirit will help us in knowing where the Spirit will break next. We must stay with the Holy Spirit cycle and watch his movements. Number three, a surfer must position himself to catch the big wave. Many can discern that the Holy Spirit is moving, but they do very little to position themselves properly. The spiritual continuance principle states we need to know and submit if we're going to be in position to catch the new move. Now, I want you to look in your Bibles at 2 Kings chapter 2, because it is important to understand when we're dealing with catching the next wave of revival. Remember, Romans 8:14 says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." In the book of Revelation, chapter 1 and chapter number 2, on into chapter number 3, you find where the Lord Jesus Christ, the head of the church, was speaking to the seven churches in Asia Minor. And one of the statements that he kept making over and over again is, "He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." So this New Testament church must be a church that hears revelation from the Spirit of God. We got to know the voice of the Spirit. Now, we read that point again because I want to take you into point number 3 using 2 Kings chapter 2, just the first portion of it. The spiritual continuance principle states that we need to know and submit if we're going to be in position to catch the new move. Read it one more. We need to be fully alert when in position, and we should keep ourselves in timing with the wave. Now, I want to show you something about keeping yourself in position. Connection is the key. Connection is the key. Let's read 2 Kings chapter number 2. We make it to the 14th verse. Read, please. And it came to pass when the Lord would take up the prophet Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah, he went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah, the prophet, said unto Elisha, his servant, tarry ye here, I pray you. Now notice this. Elijah tells Elisha, the Lord had sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto Elijah, as the Lord liveth, and as your soul liveth, I will not leave you. That's the first thing we got to understand about putting yourself in position to catch the next wave of revival. Now, why is that? Because revival is always initiated by God, but God is looking for a prepared servant, because that revival comes through a revivalist, not a committee, but all through the scriptures. God has always used a man and have used men joining themselves to that man to carry out God's agenda and purpose in the earth realm. So here we have Elisha, who's called to serve Elijah. And Elijah is telling him, look, God called me over here, but you stay here. But the response of that servant was, as long as the Lord your God liveth, I'm not leaving you. That bespeaks what has to happen in today's church as it pertains to this revival. Keep reading. So they went down together. Now, this is what I want you to see. And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel, they came forth to Elisha, and they said unto Elisha, knowest thou that the Lord will take away your master from your head today? And Elisha said, yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. Now you can see what's going on here. Elisha, by reason of connection and that spiritual continuance, in other words, I got to stay connected to the man or the woman that God called me to be joined to. If I walk away from that, the one that God assigned me to, then I'm walking away from my destiny. But here we have a situation where the sons of the prophets, they recognized that God was going to take Elijah away from Elisha, but they didn't do anything to prepare themselves. It's one thing to be a spectator. It's another thing to be a participator. What do you mean by that? Saying, I know what the Lord is doing, but I'm not doing nothing with myself to put myself in position to be a part of that move. You know, some people just get real happy about what God told them. But it's not just what God tells you. What is God asking you to do in the midst of what he's telling and showing you? Go ahead. And Elijah again said unto Elisha, Elisha, tarry here. I pray you. For the Lord had sent me to Jericho. And he said, Elisha said, and as the Lord liveth, and as your soul liveth, I will not leave you. Do you know what that man was saying? I am committed to the purposes of God for my life, which means I don't dictate. I don't get offended and walk away. I don't think I know more than you and walk away. I am committed to God's purpose by serving you. Go ahead.
So they came to Jericho.
And the sons of the prophets, which are at Jericho,
came to
Elisha
and said unto him,
Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from your head today? And Elisha answered,
Yea, I know.
Hold ye your peace. You know how you can know some things when you serve somebody? Because the only thing that's on your mind is how can I serve that man of God so that what's upon his life can come upon my life. I have to be, as the scripture said, know no man after the flesh. You see, the enemy oftentimes separate us from our destiny and purpose in God because we get offended with our leaders in the flesh realm. The enemy will point out some fault or some mistake or something you don't like. But that is no reason for you to walk away from God's purpose in your life. God is saying to you, no. I called you to serve that man. And only I could tell you to walk away. That's a powerful statement. So once again, these sons of the prophets recognized that Elijah was going to be taken away from Elisha. Now, when we say sons of the prophets, I want you to recognize that there was a school of the prophets. And oftentimes you can have students, you could be teaching the same information to everybody, but everybody is not going to catch it. You want to know why? Sometimes they put limitations on their own lives by not following with their whole heart, with all their strength, with all their might. And that's how God calls us to serve. Go ahead.
And Elijah said unto him,
Tarry, I pray you, here.
For the Lord has sent me to Jordan.
And he said,
As the Lord liveth,
and as thy soul liveth,
I will not leave you.
And they too went on. So you can see how many times that he said that to him. Seems like it was three times that he said, as the Lord liveth and as your soul liveth, I'm not leaving you. Well, you know the rest of the story where Elisha told Elisha, what do you want? You've been serving me faithfully. What do you want from me? And Elisha said, I want a double portion of the spirit that's upon you. And the prophet Elisha said to Elisha, that's a hard thing you ask. But if you see me when I depart from you, then you will have that mantle. And you will find out that, keep reading for me, because there's a verse I want to pick out. And 50 men of the sons of the prophets
went and stood
to view afar off. Now, see, numbers in the Bible are very important. 50 is the number of the spirit. Just thought you should know that. Why wasn't it 100 of them? Why wasn't it 25? Why it had to be 50? Because in catching the waves of revival, we got to move with the spirit. Go ahead. And they too stood by Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle and he wrapped it together and he smote the waters. And they were divided hither and thither. So they too went over on dry ground. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha,
ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from you. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. A double portion of thy spirit be upon me. See, when we are connected and following somebody, God wants what's upon their lives, that grace that's upon their lives, to be upon our lives. Go ahead. And he said, thou hast asked the hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I'm taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and it parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it. Now, you know, when I was a child coming up, they always told me that Elijah went up to heaven in a what? Chariot of fire. But no, there was a whirlwind and a chariot of fire. If Elisha would have been paying attention to the chariot of fire, he would have missed when the whirlwind caught his master up. Go ahead. Read. And Elisha saw it and cried, my father, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and he rent them in two pieces. It's very important to understand that, because you're not going to get the mantle from the man you're following till you die to the one that you have. Go ahead.
He took up also
the mantle of Elijah that fell from him. And he went back and he stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him. And he smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elisha? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. So now you can see he's walking in the mantle of his father. Okay, back to the point number four. We need to know if we need to increase or decrease the speed of our surfing to approach the coming wave. The believer needs to be fully equipped and ready to ride the coming wave. We need to be spiritually alert and keep in timing with the momentum of the Spirit. Staying in time and in step with the Holy Spirit will ensure our spiritual success. Number four, a surfer must swim towards the direction of the coming wave. To swim towards the oncoming wave is to swim against the tide. It is physically strenuous to swim against the tide. It takes a lot of spiritual energy to move towards the oncoming wave. You want to know why? Because the majority is going in the opposite direction. Go ahead. We must keep focus up on the bigger wave. The distraction of the undercurrent can pose a danger to our timing and catching the coming wave. We must strive towards the oncoming wave without settling under pressure to the smaller wave. Number five, a surfer must know the difference between a small wave and the big one that he's trying to catch. We must resist the temptation of catching the small wave. Patience is required to ride the biggest and the best wave. Now, y'all know what the scriptures teach. It's only through faith and patience that we inherit the promises. Many people tell you they have faith, but they don't have the patience. Why do you need patience to go along with the instructions that God gives you? Because oftentimes when you're following instructions, it don't look like it's working on the outside. So you have need of patience after you've done the will of God, followed his instruction, that you might receive the promise. So you have to be patient when you see the move of the Spirit. When the Spirit is moving, trust me, he will always perform what God promised. Go ahead. We must make sure we are giving ourselves to the project that God had called us to do. God allows us to ride on the smaller waves of the Spirit so that we will be skilled and trained enough to catch the big wave. So you know what that means. If you cannot properly train by riding the small wave, you'll never get to the big one. Go ahead. Six. Number six. A surfer must not hesitate to move with the new wave that breaks before him. Many waves have passed by those who may have been hesitant. We must obey and implement that which is important to us so that we can move with the wave. A religious spirit rooted in human idealism is a major source of hesitancy. The Lord does not do anything without man. God's sovereignty and man's responsibility has always coupled in the manifestation of signs, wonders, and miracles. More of Christ will manifest after a continual yielding of God's people to the working of the Holy Spirit. We may earnestly desire to see the new wave of the Spirit, but we may be offended by the package in which they arrive. Now, two things I want to say for this particular section. You cannot allow mother, father, sister, brother, husband, wife, children, BFFs, all of these individuals can cause you to hesitate when it comes to fulfilling the purpose and the plan of God in your life. You got to be able to have enough inner fortitude to say, God is first, and anybody that will not go with God first, according to what God wants done, then I'm going to have to part ways with them. Remember what Jesus said in Matthew 10? He said, I didn't come to bring peace. I come to send a sword. I come to separate mother from father. Child from mother and father. And, you know, sister and brother. All of those things you can find in the scriptures. It cost us to serve him. Go ahead. For any movement to abide long on the earth, it must honor its spiritual forefathers and mothers. This is the first commandment with a promise that carries long life. Number seven, a surfer's goal is to stay as long as possible on the new wave and ride on its crest. While riding the crest of the new wave, the surfer is scouting for another wave and plans to repeat the cycle. Never get comfortable. Those who are part of the previous move tend to retreat as the next wave is coming or as the next wave is advancing. Retreating creates a clash that hinders the next incoming wave. Be careful of those who don't want to go farther. Now, that is where religion, tradition, and denominationalism hinders the church, because we get so comfortable. I like what one writer said. Some people are just like concrete, thoroughly mixed up and thoroughly set. You see, sometimes we can become so rooted and so grounded in religion and tradition that we don't move forward. It's one thing I love about Apostle Thompson, and only people who have that same kind of spirit will be drawn to him. You cannot get comfortable. You cannot settle for less when God declares that we should be walking in the very best. There are those who gonna fight prosperity and wealth and increase and use only that message to say he's not a man worth following. But in this apostolic school of ministry, all of you are beginning to understand there's a whole lot more to his life than money. But let's deal with the truth. God called him to teach about prosperity and wealth, and we cannot deny that it is God who is at work in him, both to will and to do all of his good pleasure. And all of us who surround him are in this, and who are in this school of ministry, that same apostolic grace, that same wealth anointing is available to all of us. Opposition will come from the previous waves that are retreating. And when the church advances, rather than retreats, there will be a spiritual advance that cannot be stopped. And we'll see you next time. And we have exams on next week, so pay attention to your quizzes. We will release a study guide for you to study as well. And much success to you. Enjoy your evening.